You're listening to a podcast hosted by Med Learning Group.
Welcome to the Thrive podcast series hosted by Med Learning Group. My name is Dave Chapman, and I will be the host of today's podcast. In this episode, we will hear the patient's perspective regarding initial diagnosis and effects of atopic dermatitis on his quality of life and how it's affected the family. Joining me today is Evan and his mom, Sarah. Thank you both for speaking with us today and sharing your story. How are you guys doing today?
Hello.
We're doing good.
Yeah.
We're doing excellent. Right. Okay. Well, first, this be a question for Sarah. How has the treatment of Evan's dermatitis changed over the years since he was originally diagnosed?
Well, you know, Evan was actually experiencing a lot of eczema or atopic dermatitis as an infant, which for our family didn't seem very abnormal because our other two children had also had it as infants. But his symptoms grew. They were very dry and itchy, and we used a lot of eventually treatments from our pediatrician and our allergist, using wet wraps and using higher doses of hydrocortisone, and then mixing hydrocortisone with Cetaphil lotion and creams throughout the years. And as eventually we moved on to maybe some triamcinolone type of creams and ointments. But it always was very active. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
It was bleeding and stuff like that. So we went through this for many, many years. And we worked through with our pediatrician and our allergist because Evan not only has atopic dermatitis, but he also has a lot of food allergies and asthma. And that we played to that. And we pretty much kept it in the realm of allergies as we throughout the years.
Sure. How about now, you mentioned food allergies, Sarah, and were there certain foods, Evan, that that caused you to either flare or react to, or how did you react to the food allergies?
Well, I'm allergic to walnuts, dairy, eggs, peanuts, and pecans.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of food allergies.
No peanut butter for you.
No.
I'm curious, Sarah, when did you first realize that Evan had a few food allergies? Did he have quite a reaction or was it slow?
He was a little bit over a year. And, you know, like I said, the eczema and the dermatitis was very active. And as many people know, after a year, you start introducing lots of different foods. And so a little bit over a year, we started doing more dairy, doing more milk. He had previously been on soy as an infant because he wasn't tolerating breast milk or other types of formula and stuff like that. And so we kept him on soy. He still had eczema and it was flaring and his asthma was being exacerbated by it as well. And then about a year he had, unfortunately it was a celebration and he was having angel food cake with whipped cream and ice cream. And he was very allergic to dairy and eggs as we found out. And he went to anaphylaxis. And so had to give him an epi. It just so happened that there's a lot of food allergens in our family. And so we did have an epi on hand at the house. And so, it's one of those stories of where we had lots of different allergens. His just happened to be one that we hadn't experienced at the time in our family. So,
How about now? I know, Evan, you've been real active. You've been involved in Taekwondo. I mean, how have you worked around, your dermatitis and Taekwondo? Just sort of toughed it out or how have you gotten around that?
Well, I guess I just toughed it out because, every time I went, my feet would just,
start bleeding.
Yeah. Start bleed or open up skin. You're always with contact with the floor. So,
right. Has that gotten better now? I assume, or is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Recently it's gotten a lot better. We started taking a new medication called dupilumab back in August.
Okay.
A needle injection. that helps with atopic dermatitis.
And as our doctors have explained, that it also not only is helping his eczema and his atopic dermatitis so well, it's also hopefully is our hope that it helps with his asthma and also with the food allergens as well as being less allergic.
Sure. Now, you mentioned needles. You know, a lot of times, Evan, people go, oh, geez, I don't want to deal with that. I mean, how's that going?
I don't like needles.
But you're getting through it, it sounds like, with your mom's help.
My mom helps me. Last time I tried to do it, I messed it up.
But he's learning. He's learning. So he still he actively participates. He cleanses the area. He pinches it. I just make sure that it stays on his leg when he injects.
Good.
Because it is an injectable. And it's this injectable, it's very similar to like the EpiPen, where it's already all self-contained and it's been relatively very easy to do. He has a dose every other week after his initial starter doses. And it's really changed your life, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Before
I just felt like I was itchy all the time. But now with the dupilumab, I rarely even get itchy.
And that's something that, you know, as a parent, I didn't really truly understand because I myself do not have that much eczema, you know, occasional flare up here and there, but not anything like this. It was probably a couple of years ago when we first started working with dermatology that I realized that I think you just said, no, mom, I itch all the time. And the level of itchiness, you know, ebbs and flows. And as a parent, you just don't realize when you're not experiencing it yourself, how much it can affect your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. You mentioned that, Sarah. So Evan, I remember when we talked earlier, you'd mentioned you just thought itching was everybody does or experiences. So can you tell us a little more about that?
Yeah, I thought it was a normal thing. I thought everyone just felt itchy all the time. So I never asked for help or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was completely normal.
Well, I'm glad you finally, you know, it sounds like things are getting better. So that's great. So it sounds like you've worked around it or you've worked through it. It hasn't prevented you from doing anything that you wanted other than eating peanuts and ice cream?
I wouldn't say it hasn't prevented me from doing anything.
Yeah, I think you persevered quite a bit, you know, outside of the fact that you used to just had bandages on him a lot, you know, making sure that when things broke up, especially with your hands and feet, right? With Taekwondo.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was something that he had to manage.
And you mentioned there are other members of the family that have dermatitis.
Yeah.
Pretty much consistent with what you're seeing with Evan or not so much?
Well, my sister has always had some atopic dermatitis and she suffered through it, you know, obviously through her life, most of her life too, to varying different degrees. And it wasn't quite clear how bad it was that I didn't realize that until I started paying more attention, you know, with my own child and her and comparing the you know, the family histories and stuff like that. And then eventually, it kind of also turned out that she has some similar food allergies that Evan has now, but hers had progressed more as she became an adult, as opposed to where Evan started when he was an infant.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned now you're speaking or being followed up with a dermatologist. How would you compare the two? It sounds like you started with the allergist and then went to a dermatologist. How was that?
Well, like I said, the family history on both sides of the family, both mine and my husband's, we're just a very allergic family. You know, he unfortunately won the genetic lottery when it came to allergies. And so there are food allergies on both sides. And so we, as a collective, have a lot of history with that. So we had a tendency to follow that path and that mindset. And while we were very educated in allergies because we have a tendency, you become hyper-focused on one specific area. But what was it, a few years ago, right before the pandemic hit, Evan had
molluscum.
And so we got referred to dermatology because our doctor wasn't quite comfortable of what else can we do for you. And that's when we started learning more about the trisimolone and using other different creams. And then it kind of opened our eyes that we needed to broaden our horizons on specialties, because you can get stuck in a little rut and you can only see through a certain lens. And as a parent, it was very eye-opening. And it is, you know, you want to be able to tell the story of, like, sometimes it's more than what you think it could be. And it made it quite a bit of a difference, didn't it?
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then the whole, how do you say it?
Dupilumab.
Thank you. I don't know if it would have been introduced if we hadn't investigated more through with that dermatology and if we had just stuck with the allergy.
Mm-hmm. Well, Evan, I'm curious. I mean, so obviously you've gone through anaphylactic type reaction. I mean, that's pretty dramatic. I mean, if you had to talk to, you know, one of your friends or buddies about, I don't know, food allergies or dermatitis, anything that you've learned or would like to share with them to give them the heads up?
I would say for anaphylaxis reactions, take it seriously. If there's pain, something's wrong. Listen to them. And then for probably atopic dermatitis.
Just keep looking for answers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose it is. It's just trying not to settle with just the way the status quo is. You know, keep investigating, see if it is more than what you think it could be.
Excellent advice. Well, we only have a minute or two left. Are there any other, you know, important lessons or any information you want to share with the audience while we have them?
Yeah, like I said before, as parents, we want to make sure that we keep an open mind of what else is out there to find out information. Just because you think it's one thing or one way, that there's other answers to go through and to keep investigating and finding the experts that you need. You know, we have wonderful doctors that we've worked with. And when our allergist had made the connection of helping with his atopic dermatitis to help with this other stuff, and then the departments working together to find an answer to make Evan's quality of life better.
Yeah, well, you look great, Evan. So, you know, it's, you both do. I mean, you've been through it, it sounds like. So, and you come out the other end. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, his skin's never looked better, ever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I would just want to thank both of you for your time and willingness to share your experience, you know, and helping others out. And also want to thank our listeners for joining us. We hope you will listen to other episodes of the Thrive Atopic Dermatitis podcast series. This podcast was brought to you by Med Learning Group. Med Learning Group is accredited by the Accreditation Council for Continuing Medical Education to provide continuing medical education for physicians, nurses, and other healthcare practitioners. I would like to also give a special thank you to our grant supporters, Sanofi and Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, who provided an unrestricted educational grant for this activity.